You are listening to the Get Started Online Podcast, the best podcast delivering useful tips and strategies without the hype to help you start a business online. GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Now, here is your host, Eddie Sands.
This is episode number 46, your first lead magnet. Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you may be listening to me today. I'm your host, Eddie Sand, and let's talk a little bit about lead magnet or how to attract the right type of prospect so that they can actually see you as the go-to person. And you do that with creating your lead magnets. All right, so what's a lead magnet? It's just what it says. It's a way to attract people with some type of valuable content. All right. You may know it as a digital report, a digital ebook, a digital checklist, something that people can opt in and download the valuable information that you have created for your market. Okay. That's a lead magnet. Now, how do you create it and what you need to know is this. So you create it with simple tools that you already have. Okay, you need a Word document, right? If you don't have Word, you can use Google Docs, or if you have a Mac, you can use Pages. You start typing in information, good, valuable information, and then you create a PDF out of that. All right, a PDF file, you then take it, upload it to your system, your automation system, to where people now go into your landing page, they opt in, and then download this PDF file with the content that they're looking for. Now, what does it take to create something like that, though? It's very important to understand your market, okay? You need to answer the problems that your market has. And how do you start? Well, my recommendation is for you to first start listening to what your market is saying. You know, what is it that they're always asking about or complaining that they don't have enough of? You know, you always want to look into that. And you want to choose 3 to 5 problems. And for each problem, you want to solve it. All right. And as you're doing this, you're typing in the information into this document. Okay, and let me give you further explanation. Okay, so basically, let's say your market is weight loss, right? Since we're coming to the end of the year, everybody's going to start looking to join a gym and, you know, what products, what pills, and all that good stuff to lose weight. So let's say you're in the weight loss market, okay? And you look and listen to your market, and they keep asking, you know, I don't have time. I wish there was something that I can do to lose weight, right? And so you look at that, and in one way or another, you find the same question from your market. So what do? You solve it. You take that information and you say, hey, you know, people have been asking if there is a quicker way to lose weight, especially for those who are busy. And I have the answer. I have the solution. Here's what you do. First, you want to get up in the morning and drink 1/2 gallon of water. Then you want to go ahead and make sure you have 4 small fist-sized meals, healthy nutritional meals, 4 of them a day. Spread them out 3 to 4 hours each day. 3 to 4 hours each meal. And then finally, you need to exercise. So you need to go and join the gym or have a partner to go with and work out and exercise at least 1 hour a day, right? So that's your solution, right? So you gave them now what to do. Now, this is what happens. People see that, your market sees that, they now start to trust you and like you. And so therefore they will come back to you as the go-to person in this area. Now, this is what you do not want to do. You do not want to sell your product or services immediately by answering their problems, okay? You don't want to start that way. Remember, this is all about lead magnet, and it's really about building relationship, engaging with your market so that they can then come to you and ask you, hey, what do you have to sell, okay? But in this lead magnet, all you're doing is you, out of your goodwill, out of your heart to help, you've given them the solution. But this is what you're doing. You're not giving them everything, right? Okay, what you're doing is you're generalizing what they need to do. But let me ask you this. So let's say I said, add half a gallon of water in the morning. And by the way, I'm just coming up with these numbers. Do not think that that's the solution to weight loss. But as an example, right? Half a gallon of water. Okay, well, guess what? Maybe in the back end, you are one of those distributors who sells those water filters, right? That they're amazing. I've seen a couple of them, and like technology is getting so much better. But you're not going to say, oh yeah, drink half a gallon of water, and with this water filter, you can actually have better results. Don't do that. Just tell them, drink half a gallon of water, right? Or let's say with the supplements, right? I said, have four meals a day spread out between 3 to 4 hours each meal. Well, okay, that's good. But I didn't say, oh, and by the way, if you just add this shakes to a day, that will come up with four meals a day. So, you know, this is the powder that you need to add that. I didn't say that, right? Or let's say a gym, join it with a friend or go to the gym and start working out. Okay, I didn't say, and by the way, you know, you can actually get this coupon and get 50% off if you join with a friend, go to this gym. Do you see what I'm saying? You don't come out right away and telling them all about what you have, because remember, this is a lead, okay? A lead, a brand new prospect. And they don't know you, they don't trust you. Plus, if you do that, if you start promoting immediately, forget about it. Nobody wants to be sold, right? And then you lose out on building that relationship with this new prospect, this new lead. So digital products, digital reports, digital checklists, the top 10 list to do something, or the top 10 things to avoid, things like that are really, really good to get more people in your list, to get more eyes on your opportunity or product or service, all right? But you do it this way so that you can build that relationship and have good followers, okay, good customers, all right? So that's what I have for you. Now, I'm not going to give you all the details, obviously, here, because it'll take me much more than 8 minutes. So what I'll do is this. I actually created for you a report. And I'm looking at it right now. It's a lead magnet, how to create your first digital lead magnet and do it for free. Okay, you don't have to spend a dime creating these things. These are really, really helpful things. And in there, I tell you where to go and find the questions that your market is asking for about their problems. And I also share with you some of the things that you can add to this digital product that you can actually start getting good and quality leads. So all you got to do is just go to digital.getstartedonline.net. Again, digital.getstartedonline.net. All right, go there and download it. It's absolutely free. All right, download it, read it, go and practice it, create your product, and hey, let me know how it goes. All right, till next time, remember, this is the place where you're going to get the information without the fluff, without the hype, the information to get you started online in the right direction to build that business that you always wanted to build. Till next time, have an outstanding day. Peace.